The Tights and Fights podcast, for over 6 years, a revolutionary force in sports and entertainment.
Yeah! Here comes the house. Here comes the Danielle. Here comes the Lindsay. They are the panel. They've got a podcast. Tights and Fights is the name.
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm Hal Lublin, joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, Danielle Radford and Lindsay Kelk.
Woo, that's us.
And this...
Yee!
Yeah, it's you.
We did.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
Hey, we did it. Hi, hello.
We all had our name said. This is a massively exciting time for Tights and Fights listeners. First, we just dropped brand new ice cream Christmas shirts at MaxFunStore.com. Danielle, we did not get your thoughts on the greatest t-shirt known to mankind. Just tell us why you love it so much.
Anything I say is now just going to sound like I'm kissing Philadelphia's ass. And like, I've already...
Go ahead.
Danielle, I did it. Kiss the ring. Kneel and kiss the ring. I had to do it. Now it's your turn.
I mean, because here's the thing. It is like the design is so crisp. It is so clean. I love the way that logo looks. I love the way that it incorporates the Mania design this year. That green is one of my favorite colors of green. I rarely get to wear it anymore because it's just a little too close to chroma green and baby doesn't want to be on the internet covered in pizzas. So I'm excited that I can wear that here. I can wear that while we're doing our thing and I can wear that out to shows and stuff. And yeah, like they did such a great job. Who did the art on that?
This was Danny and Stacy, I think, were the ones that worked on it here.
Ah, gorgeous. Thank you, Danny and Stacy. It is beautiful and it is amazing. And yes, obviously, give it up to Philadelphia. If you have not yet heard, I talk a lot of shit about Philadelphia and then they came through for us on something. Just so you can see how us being very, very silly sometimes makes fun things happen. Welcome to Tights and Fights. We are very silly.
Speaking of stuff happening, these shirts are, of course, to celebrate the actual ice cream Christmas, aka WrestleMania, which is happening in just a few weeks in my hometown of Philadelphia. My dad did want to go. And then we looked at the ticket prices and said, fuck that, Peacock has it.
Peacock!
This is the 40th edition of wrestling's biggest weekend. The card is coming into focus. I just want to throw out a name because we have a bunch of contenders for Gunther's IC championship. The rest of the card's not exactly in place yet, but that one seems the most interesting. We have a bunch of potential people. They're all going to face off on Raw for the right to challenge Gunther. My pick, who I would like to see wrestle him, is Chad Gable, because I think Chad Gable's would be a really good Intercontinental Champion. Lindsay, who do you like?
I mean, I love Chad. I think he's doing a really good job at advocating for himself online for that, but that is my concern for him, because sometimes that doesn't go over so well. You know, it's like he's got his own little catchphrase. He's got his, it just means more. And it's like, oh, they might not like that, because sometimes they don't like that. I don't know how it's going to go. I really don't. I would love to see the match with Chad because I think they would have an absolute banger. I think that would probably be the best match out of the options. Sammy is the issue here for me because I don't know what Sammy's Mania role is if it's not this.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go from having Sammy main event last year to Sammy not being on this year. And Sammy's now very like, this is my path. This is my path. And it's like, okay, whatever. We've seen you sat in the stands, Sammy. Come on. I don't know. I would love for it to be Chad because I think it would be the best match because I think they've proven that they have fantastic matches. But I don't know if it will be. And I am very curious as to what Sammy's role will be if it is not this.
Yeah. I think for me, JD McDonough. Imagine if I meant that.
Although to be fair,
there are tons of storyline reasons why that can happen, and I do think that that should be something that does happen. Like I do think that JD's got to get a little bit more skin in the Judgment Day game. I just don't think that Mania is going to be the place for it. Maybe like get him more involved with like a Money in the Bank or something next year when that rolls around. I agree. I do think that Sammy, it seems like it's going to be Sammy coming in because like it is kind of like what you got to have a place for him on the card. I love Ricochet. I don't think If my boy, God, I hate that I think that now, but if my boy Logan Paul was in this, I would say that it might be Ricochet. But since he's not, I don't know, you know, Ricochet and Shinsuke would be nice. I just don't see that being the road to them doing it. But I will say, walking it back a little bit, if JD did win and get to be the contender because of shenanigans from Judgment Day, could be interesting. Also, what? Because I want to see JD get the shit chopped out of him. God, how? I mean, but I'm just for worried, 10 minutes.
I'm worried they would concave his chest. Like, I'm worried that Gunther would break why. Him.
Yeah,
like, it would be dangerous.
Daniel Pewter Part Two.
He broke Dom Dom's little top. You know, like
I can't believe I didn't realize what they're gonna do. And I would almost put money on this. I would almost put money that it's gonna be, what is it? 5 people competing on Monday.
It's a gauntlet. Is it a gauntlet?
It's
gonna, right?
It's 6. It's 6. Yeah.
It's 6. Mm-hmm. That it's gonna be a ladder match. It's gonna be a multi-person ladder match. It's the only way to include all those people.
2 dudes.
You have
I 2 dudes.
Ricochet. I know.
What
you're saying. I know.
I get it. I yeah.
Out of everything, out of all of the champions, give Logan Paul the ladder match. You know, like, don't make Gunther be in a ladder match. Gunther is a 2 dudes fella. He's a 2 dudes.
He's already
kind of a
ladder.
Guy.
He's already a ladder.
He is a ladder.
Hasn't
May
done
I
it
climb
yet.
Him.
Hasn't done it like, yet. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying it's a very clear booking choice. And finally, before WrestleMania, we have the Max Fun Drive, and we have producer Julian here to tell us about what everyone, not just across the network, but from Tights and Fights specifically, can look forward to in just a few weeks. Julian?
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe it's already here. This is a very exciting Max Fun Drive because this is, I believe, the first one where not just the announcement is done, but it's also the first one where the co-op is completely in place. We are, like, all of us worker owners are, like, kind of taking more ownership over the drive than I think we ever have. Those of you who have been listening to Max Fun shows, including this one for a while, probably know that it used to be we would do a lot of social media stuff. We'd do a lot of stuff on Twitter, a lot of stuff on Instagram. And we're still going to do that. There's still going to be some times you might see me or somebody who's in the Zoom call right now going live during those 2 weeks to chat it up about the drive. Maybe even people from going live from Max Fun HQ with some of the other producers that work there. And that's going to be fun. But what we really all decided to focus on was on the podcasts themselves. And that means giving you as much show as humanly possible for these 2 weeks. And we're going to be doing, to that end, we are going to have 2 regular full-length episodes of Tights and Fights that are going to come out Tuesday the 19th and Tuesday the 26th. So they're going to be coming out earlier. The full-length episodes that with one guest, I think we can go ahead and announce it now. Guys, if you miss Mike Eagle as much as we did for the longest time, he's going to come back. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh.
I love a family reunion. That's like, look, this is what this... Not only is it the road to WrestleMania, it is also the road to Max Fun Drive, which means that we get to do things like have Mike Eagle.
Yes, exactly. I missed him. I know everybody misses him. I get at least one comment a month from somebody saying, like, when is he? Can he come back? And yes, he can. He can come back.
That's from Mike.
Yes, it's from Mike constantly.
Constantly.
It's a text from him. I get them confused with my Twitter.
It's the other way around. We're begging him to return and join us.
We love you. We miss you.
He's way too low-key for that.
He's so sweet.
I'm really excited about that episode coming out first. But the nice thing also is that it's not just going to be those 2 full-length episodes. We're going to populate your feed with a lot of other really fun mini episodes from different people, different Max Fun hosts, maybe even different listeners of this podcast, to talk about something from wrestling that's not necessarily something that we love, but it is something that sure was memorable. These are things that we got suggestions from a lot of listeners about things that were very silly and very dumb from wrestling history. If you want to continue to send them, just find the topic thread in our Facebook group. You can also email me, julian@maximumfun.org. It just has to be something very silly, very memorable, and very easy to find on YouTube so that everybody who's watching it can find it and talk with us easily. So look forward to a lot more Tights and Fights over these next 2 weeks in addition to the regular big episodes that you're expecting. However, the key to all of this is that these episodes will not be available for the general public forever. They are going to be available for everybody to download for the 2 weeks of the drive. After that, they are going into the Boco Vault. You can only get them if you are a Max Fun member. So once the drive is over, if you miss them, they are gone. I am sorry. The only way to get them is to become a Max Fun member. That's just $5 a month. Max Fun member, and you get to access these episodes in perpetuity. But in the meantime, they are going to be available to the general public for those 2 weeks. So please look forward to them in any case. And I'm really excited because so far these episodes have been very good and they have been very funny. And I'm always excited to put them out into the world and get it and give everybody a chance to hear them.
What if it sucked?
It will not. You bite your tongue, Danielle.
Thank you, Julian. Now we can give One Corner of Wrestling some extra attention. This is our main event.
Let's get ready to
rumble. Anal bleeding.
Whoa!
Get a life, kid.
Rhymes with shit.
Holy shit.
WWE.com.
I love Kate. I hate
that.
Look at this face.
And a hard fought victory.
Live, pal.
What?
WWE 2K24 is here with the chance to finish your story. I paid for my version, so I will give a very honest, honestly answer any questions either of you have, because I'm the only one of the three of us who has the game and has played it. And I did splurge. You really need to support the show because I splurged and got the 40 Years of WrestleMania edition.
Oh, damn. What's the difference between that and the regular edition? I don't know.
You have the showcase edition. I think you just everything's unlocked. I don't have to go buy DLC. I have the season pass. Yeah. So as it comes out, I just get it.
Does Bailey look like as much of a nightmare on there as she does on the captions on Twitter?
She looks a lot more like Bailey. I shared some screenshots as I've played matches. I've sent screenshots to you. I sent you screenshots of an Elimination Chamber I did with Piper, Chyna, Bianca Belair, Bailey. Was Becky Lynch in there? No, Asuka was in there, and one other. Just like a crazy, like a Dream Women's lineup, and I played as Chyna. It's delight. Mm. The gameplay is fantastic. They keep refining it, and I think the mini games are way better. In particular, I did an ambulance match, which I hadn't done before, with Dominic. I played as Dominic Mysterio against his dad. And the interactivity is really good. The mini game of throwing someone in, and then you have to close each door, and there are games within that, so there are opportunities for your opponent to break out. It's good stuff. The WrestleMania is interesting because they skip a lot of years. They skip a lot of years. Like there's nothing from the first WrestleMania, and Muhammad Ali's in the game as an unlockable character.
Weird.
And he was at the first WrestleMania. That's why he's in the game. Everybody. I mean, yes, he was involved in wrestling some before that, but I mean, like nothing from the first WrestleMania, nothing from the second one. No, Refrigerator Perry in a battle royal in Chicago with Andre the Giant. Wearing yellow trunks.
Bold choices. Bold choices have to be made, Hal. Not every ice cream Christmas can be everyone's ice cream Christmas.
There's a lot of Bret Hart, though.
Oh, it's my ice cream Christmas.
Be happy with the amount of Bret Hart.
I mean, if I played games, I would be super into this. I love getting a review because I'm not a gamer, so I really love hearing about it because I mostly get my enjoyment of wrestling games by watching people shit on it on the internet. So like for me, the big event is the commercial every year. I'm like, oh, what have they done with the commercial? And then it is just watching people put all of the botches and all of the glitches and all of that online, which is special. It is special. It is a nice little ice cream Christmas preempt for myself.
I could be mistaken, but you know, now they go and they get a 3D scan of their head and that's how they build the face models. And you can tell who, like, the Cody Rhodes one is pretty close to perfect. Roman Reigns looks really good. There are a lot of people. Stone Cold looks fantastic, but I feel like there are some people
He didn't in the commercial, so that's good to know.
He didn't. In the game he looks really good. Okay. I played as
him. He's not aboard the Polar Express in the game itself.
No. Okay. No. And some of it is like you're not getting too close. That was a weird, there's a weird uncanny valley thing happening there.
It was a full Chippendale venture into Uncanny Valley for that.
Mouths. It's the mouths is where they always, because like the little, they try to make a move the way mouths moves when you talk. But if the person who actually did the mocap and the face stuff, then you have to put his head over it like fucking, like he's wearing them like a digital skin suit. And so it has all the weird things in it that you would expect where it's like, oh, there's a mouth, but I think there's another mouth underneath.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they cleaned that up because that was real scary.
Now, in the WrestleMania showcase where you play all these different iconic matches, it blends. You have different portions, right? So you play a portion of the match and then that leads into actual video. So they're mimicking the video and it cuts to the live, to the actual footage and then back to the game and you pick back up. And there was a question. Danielle was wondering whether Vince would be blurred out. I haven't seen him ringside, to be fair. I haven't been paying that close attention. I know Earl Hebner is blurred out during the WrestleMania the WrestleMania X7 during that the Stone Cold Rock match, and Finkel is blurred out whenever he appears. But the majority, Vince comes out like especially there are notable things missing. There's no Brock because you go right from I think the next one is Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle.
Wow.
Or Kurt Angle. And so it's like Kurt Angle matches. He's in there, but no Brock Lesnar. So I don't, they're not going to do breaking the streak. All that stuff has apparently been removed.
Wow.
But also, so Mr. McMahon, they do show him coming down to the ring. He's not blurred out at all. He's not playable in the game. Stephanie is and Shane is.
I only want him in the game if you can play him rip his quads. Like, I want to be able to have him jump in the ring and tear both of his
press
quads.
R2 square.
That's the only thing. I would buy a game playing machine, is I think what the kids are calling them today. As I did buy, I think I bought an Xbox to play the one that had Randy Orton on the front when I was living in New York a million years ago, and then was like, oh, this is hard. I'm not going to do it. So I might not. But if they change that... If they change, ask me why I've got no money, friends. If they change that and they let me tear his quads, clean off his body, I'd consider it. It's the game everyone wants to play.
You know, I haven't gotten far enough. They may do that with Shane and Snoop Dogg.
True.
Maybe they'll have A. McMahon tearing quads.
Do it.
But it's a really enjoyable. It's a very enjoyable game to play. I'm surprised at how good it is, down to if there's a manager at ringside, they get involved automatically.
Oh, wow.
They'll automatically draw out. They'll like grab a chair from underneath the ring apron and throw it into the ring, and then they'll come distract the manager. They'll come distract the other wrestler. So it's really smart stuff. And I've already I immediately went in and shared, like, I had to create the new Catch Republic and all that editing. And I think the roster updates. I thought I saw, like, the last time I logged in, like, a roster updating. So maybe Butch will become Pete Dunne.
Ugh.
Yeah, so first impressions. I haven't gotten to play it that much. First impressions are that it's a really, really good game. Feels like a home run, especially compared to, I think 22 is the last one I played. And it was good. This one has a better feel to it. Just the feel of playing it is better.
Nice. Yeah, I might. I need to. I've been saving up to get me one of them PS5s. So that'll probably be. I'll probably get that when I get one of them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Sweet.
It's a high replay. And I want to get into all the. I don't know if I'm going to create. I used to just create wrestlers.
Me too. Like big robots and boy. Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like my number one thing. As soon as I pick up like a wrestling game, is I got to start creating a wrestler. I got to make someone who looks like me, because then they can slap the people I hate. I just want to. Can you do intergender so that I can create me and then just beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan?
I have not seen that yet.
Okay.
I don't think so, but it's possible.
I'll find a way.
And I do think they used to, even as recently as 2022, when you played as women, it felt like sort of underserved, like not as good for some reason. Like they just, but now
misogyny.
They have so much talent in the women's roster in China, like China too, like playing as her, just the way she moves and this everything. It is just as satisfying and just as good of a gameplay experience, which is great. Now that women have their own versions of all the matches, it's normalized.
Now, you can fight, you have to be able to fight intergender with China, right?
I don't know. I haven't tried, but maybe.
I will.
And Beth Phoenix, too.
Fight someone.
You should be able to.
Yeah, right? Even like Nia Jax, like, has had intergender matches. Like, you should be able to do that. If someone has had an intergender match, you should be able to do that. Or you should just be able to do intergender matches. And then that way I can create a version of me and I can slap the shit out of Hulk Hogan. Come on, everyone. We want this. We want this. It's not just for me. It's for all of us, but mostly for me.
What if I wanted to remake certain WrestleMania moments to make them end the way that I wanted them to end instead of, you know, the canon?
You can't do that in showcase mode. It will not let you move forward unless the match turns out the way it's supposed to.
What?
That's so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, like, I'm sorry. Only WWE in real life gets to rewrite history. We don't get to rewrite history in the video game. Nah, yeah. Son.
They knew I would have made Booker T kick out. I would have mashed that controller
right.
into
that's
the
right,
ground.
That's right, you would have. That's right.
Yeah.
Been like, yeah. You will kick out of that pedigree, Booker. Get up right now.
It's sweet that you think that they would put that match in the showcase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they...
that's the,
no
that's...
Jericho either. That's right. Because, like, all these people
oh, yeah.
who are no longer with the company, you can't have Jericho in there. Or Daniel Bryan. Like, these essential people to WrestleMania storylines are gone.
That's in the For the Culture DLC pack is where you can find yeah. that storyline.
I'm waiting for Jade Cargill to be released.
Oof.
I'm excited for that. She's going to be in one of the DLC packs.
The Punk and Friends pack.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If they don't call it Punk and Pals, they've really fucked up. Like, yo. And it has to be an N. So hey. Like, Punk and Pals. Like,
yeah, Punk
I'd
and
also
Pals.
Watch that.
If Pharaoh's
children's
in the game, we're
cartoon.
Doing well. That's all we need.
Yeah.
We have Pharaoh in there.
I want this so bad. I can't see. I Pals. Want it to be named Punk and Pals.
This Saturday and yeah. every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Like, I would watch it.
If you've got any thoughts on video games and all the things coming up for the next few weeks, you can talk with us at all of the socials via the links in our show notes. It's also where you can send us any of the silly, dumb wrestling moments from history so that we can talk about them during the Max Fun Drive. In the meantime, we've got three things from wrestling to share with you. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
Max Fun Drive 2024.
Max Fun Drive? What about it?
It'll be the best time for someone to support the podcasts they love.
Oh yeah, drive exclusive gifts, special events, and of course all the amazing
bonus content.
Yeah. So, what's on your mind? Check.
Well, it starts March 18th, and it's only 2 weeks long.
And? Check.
Well, what if they miss it?
Well, they should follow Max Fun on social media or sign up for the newsletter at MaximumFun.org/newsletter so they don't miss it. Otherwise, checkmate.
It's hard to explain what happens on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
So I had my kids do it.
Saying swear words.
Saying swear words.
Yeah, bad jokes.
Bad jokes?
Bad jokes. Maybe it's like you tell people that you're going to interview them and then you just... stay there like really quiet and try and creep them out.
It's just really boring.
Because of Jordan, right? Not me.
Because of both of you.
Oh.
Subscribe to Jordan, Jesse, Go.
A comedy show for grown-ups.
They've got a podcast. Tights and Fights is the name.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Danielle Radford, joined today by...
Lindsay Kelk.
And now we're going to share some of the joy of wrestling with you. This is the three count.
Watch my three count. One, two, three. Get out of there.
That was sick.
Papa Hal did leave us, but he was kind enough to share this joy before he had to bow out.
We all know that The Miz was recently trapped in a room at an arena. They had to cut a hole in the door for him to crawl out. So what better thing to do than replay it as a sketch where on the other side of the door is R-Truth, who is both pushing and pulling at the same time. Here's a clip.
I'm going to pull, you push. Okay, I'm going to pull on the count of three. One, two, three. Oh, I give up. Change. Trapped again. What's up, dog? Were you pushing or pulling?
I was doing both. How can you... What you trying to get in or out?
I'm trying to get out. Thank you.
More comedy gold from R-Truth.
This has been like the year of R-Truth. I love this for us.
I hope, yes. I'm excited to see what they give him at Mania because he should get something. Like he gets a moment. He should get, I don't know what. Bring back the 24/7 championship and just give it to him. Like just let him have it. Right?
Lindsay Kelk, what you putting over?
I've been left with no choice but to put over the wedding of one Mr. Dominic Mysterio. Not to mommy, which is hard for all of us shippers. It's not. I know y'all. I wanted it too. But they're just best friends. And sometimes that's better. He married another lady who I know actually has been his girlfriend for like his whole bazillion years of life. Aww. Like 12 years that they've been alive. And it looked really beautiful. There's a bunch of pictures going up on Instagram, more and more by the second. Damian Priest. It looks like Damian Priest and Austin Theory were in his wedding party or his groomsmen, which is super cute. Damian Priest scrubs up extremely well.
Yo, the glasses. Come on. What are we doing? Come
right?
on. Come on.
Props to Damian for getting a suit that fits. He's a big fella. That's not a given.
It's amazing looking at them compared to the other people in the wedding party. And it's like, oh, right. The wrestlers are not normal sized people.
Giant men. Giant men. Mommy also in attendance, looking stunning in red. Mommy in red. You don't usually see mommy in red, which now I want to sing Lady in Red, but mommy in red. But I won't because I wouldn't do that to you all. But it just looked like the most fun, lovely, joyous occasion. I saw a video of Dominic dancing with his mom, not punching her in the face, not being thrown out of Thanksgiving or showing up to a Valentine's Day dinner to realize she'd already eaten his food. Just dancing. It just looks adorable, and it made me really, really happy because we love friendship, but we also love love.
So
and
much.
I cannot wait to see all the more videos and photos coming out. And Dominic is liking a lot of the photos, which is why I don't feel weird about it. Because I think sometimes people leak photos before their official photos, and it's like, ew, icky. But Dominic seems to be liking all of the photos, which means he loves love too, which is handy because it's his love.
Yeah.
And also, he set up to do his groom speech, and they all started booing him. So
live the gimmick.
Living the gimmick forever and ever. Also chewing gum. That is one thing I will not stand for. Dancing with Mama Mysterio. He's chewing gum. That's filth. But apart from that, gorgeous.
Yeah, no, it was very, very lovely. We were like losing our minds in the group chat, just like, oh, a new because we like love. If only there was a way they could have included more cats. Now, as for me, I'm gonna put over just not to give it much more air, but it's already gotten some. So people are stupid, and people on Instagram were very racist about Bianca Belair. Because WWE put up like a photo of Bianca, Rhea, and Cody, and just being like, hey, like these are your three 2K cover stars. And folks were like, well, of course you had to have a black person, and Bianca's mid, and blah, 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 which is like, yeah, one thing. If you want to, you get on there, Bianca's mid, whatever. You're like allowed. No one can stop you. But to get on there and be like, it's because she's black, you're just blind and stupid. That's just willful ignorance. You can't look at her and look at her body of work and look at like how good she is and be like, it's because she's black. Yeah, you're dumb. And most of the WWE, I mean, I'm going to assume pretty much everyone she works with agrees, but most of them actually like went online and used their Twitter fingers and was like, you do not understand how hard this person works and how great she is. I specifically want to put over, because I did not know this, that Bianca was the surprise flower girl at Sonya's wedding.
It was so cute. More weddings, more love.
So cute. More weddings, more love. I didn't know, because I know that Sonia's wedding had been profiled, and I think it was People. But I hadn't seen that part. And so Sonya put up a photo of it, and it's a picture of Bianca looking like wearing a very cute outfit that does not look like it would be out of place at the end of Grease. It's very
bad, Sandy.
Tell me about it, stud. It's great, with like a leather fanny pack, and she's throwing all the flowers, and it's great. So anyway, yeah, just giving it up for everyone, putting it down and showing up for Bianca and for how talented Bianca is. It really does seem like the folks in the locker room are there for each other and have each other's backs. And you know what we love here at Tyson Fights, more than we love anything in the world, we love fucking friendship. That's going to do it for me. And that also does it for this episode of Tyson Fights. We are a podcast on Maximum Fun. And hey, like we mentioned, Max Fun Drive, it is upon us. So find our social media and all of the show notes so you can know even more about everything that is happening during the drive. Our producer is this guy loves to have pun, Julian Burrell. I couldn't even get through it. Great job. He's so good at that. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike is the voice behind our theme music and an upcoming bonus episode. So we're putting him over for that. And we will be back next week for even more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Yeah, here comes the pain. Bow to the masters. This is a podcast. They are podcasts. Max Fun's the network. Tyson Fights is the name.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.